You're listening to the Tips for Success Seekers program from Eleanor Shakiba. Hello, success seekers. If you're serious about success, you need to actively work on building your personal brand. This is the persona that you present to the world. It defines how other people see you. And a truly compelling personal brand is something you work on over time. It's multidimensional, and it's made up of what you wear, what you say, what you do, and what you publish online. Now, you might be thinking, do I really need to do this? Well, like it or not, you already have a personal brand. The problem is, if you're not managing it, it may not be the brand that you really want. So the key to successful brand management is being proactive about shaping the way that people perceive you. And there are five main steps involved in doing this. And that's what I'm going to talk you through today. Now, the first stage is the hardest. It's about being crystal clear about what you stand for. It's the hardest because it takes significant work. But once you've got this step under control, everything else will flow smoothly. So here are some tips for how you can start to get clear about your brand and then start to present it in a cohesive way to the world. You need to start with being crystal clear about what you stand for and what you want to communicate. Think about it. Your brand is an expression of who you are. So you need to be sure yourself about who you are. In thinking about this, it's helpful to consider questions like what makes you different to everyone else and what it is that you really stand for. Think about what you want to communicate to the world. What are your values and what's important to you? And then start thinking about how do you want other people to think about you? If there were three things that you wanted other people to know about you, what would they be? You need to think about these questions for a couple of days to start to bring all of your values and personal style together. Once you've done this, document them. Maybe draw a mind map or perhaps sit down and start to write a values statement, whatever works for you. But what's important is you capture your answer to these questions and then you start to summarize and distill. So your aim is to bring all of your answers back into one single sentence of 7 words or less. Now that might take a few days to get right, but I guarantee it will be worth the effort because eventually all of your branding efforts are going to be centered on this one key statement of 7 words or less, which is expressing who you are. For now, though, let's explore how you use those answers to create a tagline. You already know what a tagline is because you're exposed to thousands of taglines in a week. These are core statements of what a business or what an individual stands for. So any advertising or marketing campaign is based around taglines. Now, you need to start to think about what your tagline is. What we're aiming for is that in 7 words or less, you're able to express the essence of you. Your tagline will become a catchphrase that identifies you and, most importantly, makes you memorable. So, for example, I was coaching a producer of online marketing videos who was struggling to express what made her different, and she finally came up with the tagline, "The Digital Storyteller." This really did manage to capture what made her different because she was passionate about the tales that we can tell through digital media. Another client I worked with was a hairdresser who wanted to be a bit quirky, so came up with the line, "I'm a cut above the rest." As you can see, what we're doing with a tagline is being really short, brief, and to the point, but we're capturing your personality at the same time. So when you're thinking about designing your tagline, make sure you're thinking of being concise, but also capture something expressive of you, maybe be witty or clever in some way. Make sure that there is an expression of your personality or your values or what it is that makes you different. And try it out. Repeat it for yourself. Make sure that you're feeling comfortable, because your tagline is something you're going to repeat each time you meet new people. Finally, try it out on other people and ask their feedback, because you want your tagline to be truly memorable and to make a great impression. So once you've got the tagline under control, it's time to think about imagery, or more specifically, colors. What we're going to think about is how to create a consistent color scheme that's going to reflect your personality. And you're going to use this across all of your social media posting and any other publications that you're doing. So I'm not suggesting that we need to create a full-on logo to reflect your personality, but you should at a minimum be considering using a consistent, recognizable set of colors. I'm going to suggest that you choose shades that reflect your personality, also meet the expectations of your audience, and that fit the message expressed by your tagline. So for example, I had a client who was a maternity coach, and her tagline was helping you and your baby sleep. Obviously, it wouldn't work for her to have bright red or hot pink as her scheme. So she chose pastels to reflect that quiet and that sense of working with children and their mothers. So your color scheme should contain three or four main colors which you can wear, which you can publish online, and which you really feel express your personal style. So for example, my personal branding is all based around the ideas of red, black, and white, with some extra vibrant colors thrown in occasionally. And you'll see this reflected not only on my website and my PowerPoint slides, but also in what I wear. You're aiming to create a consistent style across everything that people encounter about you. This has a subliminal impact and it makes you memorable. When you're thinking about choosing your color scheme, ask yourself some important questions. Firstly, what are your favorite colors and what are they expressing in terms of mood? Secondly, because you're going to be wearing them, which tones and colors actually suit your complexion? Think about the colors that are most commonly used in your profession. Do you want to fit the norm or do you want to break the standard so you stand out? And also consider whether or not the colors complement each other. Sometimes you might need to get some assistance with that question, and I would definitely suggest consulting with a graphic designer or image consultant early on, because a small investment now will pay off well into your future. Once you've got your theming in place, you can get stuck into jazzing up your about pages. So what I mean by this is the About You page on your website or on your social media sites. This fourth step of personal branding is really important. It's all about revamping the public persona you're presenting to the world. And now your social media pages are a great place to start experimenting, because they're relatively easy to work with and they're also likely to be the first thing that many people encounter about you. So it really does pay to get your social media pages right. You might want to start with LinkedIn or you might want to start with Facebook. When you're doing this, there are a few tips to keep in mind. And the first is, and please, use a professional photo. This is not the time for selfies. It's not the time to publish your social little snapshots. What you want to do is get a really professional photo, preferably one where you're wearing your theme colors so that you look your best on LinkedIn and Facebook. Once you've got your theming in place, you can get stuck into jazzing up your about pages. So what I mean by this is the About You page on your website or on your social media sites. This fourth step of personal branding is really important. It's all about revamping the public persona you're presenting to the world. And now your social media pages are a great place to start experimenting, because they're relatively easy to work with and they're also likely to be the first thing that many people encounter about you. So it really does pay to get your social media pages right. You might want to start with LinkedIn or you might want to start with Facebook. When you're doing this, there are a few tips to keep in mind. And the first is, And please, use a professional photo. This is not the time for selfies. It's not the time to publish your social little snapshots. What you want to do is get a really professional photo, preferably one where you're wearing your theme colors so that you look your best on LinkedIn and Facebook. Phew, so you probably think all of that was really hard work. Well, actually now the hard work is just beginning, because the next step is about posting regularly and consistently. And what I'm going to suggest is you need to be posting a minimum of 500 words a month. Why? Well, to be taken seriously in today's busy world, you need to work at being visible. Posting regularly on social media or starting your own blog is a great way to do this, but you have to be consistent and publish regularly. Sticking to a schedule is going to make you stand out and is going to attract followers. So a solid starting point is to write at least 500 words a month. Make these visible by publishing on Facebook, LinkedIn, and your blog. And think about topics that are going to be easy to write about. So a couple of tips for getting started. One of the best sorts of articles you can write is a top tips for beginners in your field. This is relatively easy to write as an article because you're experienced and you already know the content. Another really easy article to write is a history of key ideas in your profession. Again, this already draws on what you know. You could just do something like defining common terms or jargon, for example, and that would be very useful for lay people. As you get more sophisticated, you might want to do things like interviewing senior professionals in your business or in your professional domain. And this is a really nice way to interact and network, as well as giving useful information to your readership. And another way to really express who you are as a person is to think about telling some of your own stories or anecdotes, and maybe even sometimes giving some of those little funny stories about where things have gone wrong. But please do make sure that you finish off articles like that by talking about how you solved problems. Remember that those articles are going to be around for a long time, so you want them to make a fabulous impression. So there you are. Those are my top tips for starting out on your personal branding exercise. Remember, it needs to be consistent and you need to maintain the effort. For more tips on standout personal branding, enroll in my workshop, which I run with internet marketing guru Sam Bisri once a quarter, or feel free to get in touch about one-on-one coaching with me. So until next month, here's to your success. You've been listening to the Tips for Success Seekers series from Eleanor Shakiba.